No tax.
The politics of health care. We'll be talking about it. Obama spreading the message, this time in Ohio. $58 million wagered on office pools. Are you involved? Don't feel bad if you're not. Remember, nail the score tomorrow in our next show, in our third hour, your chance to win some fabulous prizes. And speaking of those pools in the NCAA tournament, Steve Budin, the CEO of PickNation.com, joining us in another 15 minutes here on the show. And here we go again with who's going to pay for a celebrity's funeral. This time it's Corey Haim. How sad is that? That, I mean, look at the king of pop. The city of Los Angeles arguing about the huge, extravagant memorial service they put on for him. Now, Corey Haim is nowhere in the league of Michael Jackson, but you would think somebody would be able to pony up some bucks. There is a memorabilia company that's willing to front the $20,000. We'll talk about that. And also the city of Toronto somehow is involved in this story as well. Kate Delaney, and of course the name of the show, America Tonight. We like to say we're coast to coast and everywhere in between, offering what we think is the best water cooler buzz in the business. And you always have a chance to chime in on this show. You know the digits. It's a free call. I know you can call all those other radio shows and they're free too, but it sounds good, doesn't it? Remember, keep these digits handy. 800-259-5791. And I have to tell you that I am broadcasting live from my childhood home in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. And in New Jersey, the governor, Chris Christie, declared a state of emergency. Because the idea is, hey, if we've got to call up the National Guard, we're going to be able to do this. So that happened a day ago. He wanted to make sure that all of the money was available and all the resources were there if need be. And there is flooding in parts of New Jersey, but that's not the worst hit. In Rhode Island, you had crews that were using sandbags, and also they had to even resort to the granite blocks to shore up a dam in West Warwick that was at the risk of breaking because of the heavy rain that they had. I think one of the worst places that was hit probably was Boston. They also went to the sandbags, and they flooded those sandbags around the entrance to a subway station right near Fenway Park as the river rose and was really threatening that station all around there. And the Massachusetts Port Authority said, man, the weather was causing massive delays and cancellations at Logan International Airport. And because you have a lot of those low-lying roads and highway ramps in Massachusetts that were just flat-out closed. And the rain kind of tapered off in New York a little bit on Monday morning, but it got worse in New England. But an interesting thing, for all of you New Yorkers listening to us, for all the people in Connecticut that listen, and I know that you commute into the city, you know, that storm there was so bad, it was a near record number of 911 calls in that city. They experienced the second highest volume, can you believe, of calls ever made? I didn't know it was that bad. They got almost 65,000 calls between 11 o'clock on Friday and 11 p.m. on Saturday. Do you know that was second only to the calls they got during the 2003 blackout? And I have to say, in flying from our satellite studio in Dallas, going back east, I was part of those delays. I was delayed once everybody got on the plane for an hour because of the problems in New York and what they were calling it, float traffic into Philadelphia, and then the problems in Boston as well. I can't complain. I mean, listen, the worst ever I've experienced. I've experienced 2.5 hours on the tarmac. So 1 hour very early in the morning I can deal with. And sadly, with the flooding of the roadways, the knocking out of power, the trees that fell down, like I said, Boston hit really, really hard. They're saying now at least 9 people died from the storm and 500,000 people without electricity. And that was in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut at the peak of the storm. And so I got to see a little bit of the tail end of that. I mean, I pretty much had to use a rowboat to get into my mother's house. You know, with the luggage. I could have used the brawn of our technical extraordinaire man, Matt Johnson, lifting that luggage for me. It would have helped, you know. So Obama wasn't anywhere near any of the storm stuff, but it's a storm of a different kind. We all know that's been going on across the nation, both with Republicans and the Democrats, when it comes to health care reform and what's ultimately going to happen. We keep hearing about these false deadlines. Now the end of this week is supposed to be a deadline and the confidence is high and all that sort of stuff. So here's what the Prez had to say today.
I'm here because of the countless others who've been forced to face the most terrifying challenges in their lives with the added burden of medical bills they can't pay. I don't think that's right. Neither do you. That's why we need health insurance right now. Health insurance reform right now. I'm here because that is not the America I believe in. I believe it's time to give you, the American people, more control over your own health insurance. Within the first year of signing health care reform, thousands of uninsured Americans with pre-existing conditions will be able to purchase health insurance for the first time in their lives or the first time since they got sick. This year, insurance companies will be banned forever from denying coverage to children with pre-existing conditions, so parents can have a little bit of security. This year, under this legislation, insurance companies will be banned from dropping your coverage when you get sick. Those practices would end. With this reform package, all new insurance plans would be required to offer free preventive care to their customers starting this year. So free checkups to catch preventable diseases on the front end. That's a smart thing to do.
All right, so we're talking about 2,700 pages. That's pretty much where we're at with this bill. Somebody asked me this the other day. Hey, Kate, if this thing kicks in, what's the deal? How long does it take to go into effect? Now, that's the other part of this. If it were to even happen, it would take at least a chunk of a decade to rewrite the manuals, basically, for doctors, consumers, employers, insurance companies themselves. And then, of course, the big explanation and coverage comes in 4 years because you have more than 30 million people who would sign up, mostly getting tax credits. We talked about this on the previous show, to help pay for the premiums. So well after President Obama would leave office, if he's reelected, and you'd be talking 2017 for everything to be ironed out. And, you know, we say this all the time. I mean, look, with the medical costs, with the aging population, with the squeezing because of all the spending and the high deficit, look at the federal budget. I mean, there's a lot of choices that people who want to be reelected are going to have to make. They don't want to make them, and that's part of the problem. Coming up on the flip side, as promised, in our green room, the CEO of PicNation.com. Stay with us, everybody.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow Pillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. My Pillow for the rest of your life.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com. Or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Well, so many of us love this time of year because we're hysterical about hoops. And the idea that we have a chance to bet on hoops, let's be honest about it, with a big dance. I mean, really, honestly, I've worked in so many different places, and every place I've worked, I don't think, I can honestly say this, every place I've worked, whether it was media or something else, they've had, somebody has had a bracket. Somebody has been in charge of organizing the bracket. So a lot of people follow what's going on with the big dance. We thought it'd be fun to have our pal Steve Budin on. He's, of course, the CEO of PickNation.com. You got to check it out, boy. They got some great handicappers on that site, I'm telling you. If you do anything with the tournament brackets, they've really picked it apart for sure. Hey, Steve, thanks for hanging with us here on ATN.
It's great to be back.
Hey, this, just to put it in perspective, I said like $58 million is wagered in these pools, but it actually might even be higher than that now that I sit and think about it. I mean, it's
a
lot of money.
Yeah, we have close to $100 million. It's about, it's about the same amount that's bet on the Super Bowl.
And do you think it's just because, geez, we just all love college basketball?
Well, what happens is that right after the Super Bowl, gamblers fall asleep like me after a big meal. And they kind of wake up right around now. And they start to really get pumped up because the loss of football, they're finally over. It's like that ex-girlfriend that you don't really get over her until that pretty girl walks in the room and you go, oh my God, and you forget all about her. Well, that's
right.
What happens with the dance. I mean, when the tournament comes around, gamblers come out of the woodworks, and not only that, even the little guy, just the office guy, gets a chance to fill out a bracket and take a shot at some dollars, even though he's not a gambler, so to speak. He wouldn't gamble during the season, but all of a sudden he comes out. He's not going to bet the games all the way along. He's just going to fill out his bracket, fill out his lottery ticket and try to cash a big ticket.
Yeah. Did you think there was an, in setting this up, did you think there's any big surprises going into this year?
It's funny. There's a couple of tips that I just scratched some notes down that I wanted to tell your listeners. And one of them is, you know, you can't always, you know, try to come up with a surprise. It's not a pick six at the racetrack. You're not trying to knock out your buddy. You're trying to advance as many teams through the rounds as possible. I do have a little bit of a dark horse this year. I've got Louisville going all the way to the Final Four and actually losing to Kentucky in the Final Four.
Wow.
But yeah, I think Louisville defeats Duke. And for the first time, actually 10 in the last 12 years, Duke has been in the Sweet 16. I think this time, no Duke in the Sweet 16. So that's news, and you're breaking it right here, right now.
All right, no Duke. Buden says no Duke.
You always got to say goodbye to a number one. By the way, another tip is, you know, and this is a sure thing, you know, you advance all the ones and twos through the first round. I mean, in the last 100 games, there are 100-0. So, I mean, you know that all your ones and twos are going forward. So, you know, don't try to come up with anything crazy there. That's not where you'll find your surprise.
Right, so if that's not where you're going to find the surprise, you're looking a little bit further in then, right?
Absolutely. And that's why I've come, and that's why my surprise is Louisville.
Right.
You know, because everyone will probably have Duke, you know, advancing to the Sweet 16.
Yeah. With $100 million wagered, and as you said, I love the way you put that. It's true. It's that hangover you have from missing pro football, and then you finally, boom, March Madness comes, and that's the prettiest woman in the door. Absolutely. So
In
watching this, I mean, do you find, especially with, you know, with your company, do you find that you're getting massive, you can just hear the click-throughs? I mean, people are just looking for any angle, any edge.
Right. Well, we know exactly. We get about 65% of what we get in football season. And football season, you have to realize, any gambler who's a gambler is gambling on football. No one skips football season and then goes, you know what, let me get involved in a little college basketball. If you're a gambler, you're betting football. And 65% of those gamblers, 1 out of 10 Americans are going to fill out a bracket, and about 65% of all gamblers are going to bet. It's big. It's huge. There's no, you know, we're going to try to build a bankroll now, you know, to carry us through, you know, baseball, which, you know, at baseball, if we get to baseball, you got about 25% interest. Very few people can stomach it, which is odd because gambling wise, it's our most profitable venture.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey,
because you're laying less juice.
Yeah, absolutely. You wrote a book that I just went back and looked at that was made me just laugh my head off. Bets, Drugs, and Rock and Roll, right? And in that book, you talk about, and I wondered about this because I've seen some pretty famous people when I lived in Vegas lay down a lot of dough on a lot of different sports. They just wanted the juice. They wanted, certainly they wanted the action.
Action,
they wanted
action
that
junkies.
Thrill. Yeah, they're action junkies. And you talk about Jaromir Jagr as being somebody who is just an incredible gambler. But he's not the only one. I mean, he's not the only one that attained a certain level of success like he did on the ice. There's something about that, and you really delved into that world. Do you think it's just that action thing, like you said?
Well, I think it's a couple of things at play. Number one, it's to the competitive nature. We saw it with Michael Jordan. These guys who are at the top of their games, they need something. They need the yang for their yin. They need something to lose at. You know, Charles Barkley achieved everything. Why would he lose a couple of hundred thousand playing blackjack at Caesars? He needs it. He needs it. Without the bad, there is no good. Can't just always win at everything. That's no fun. Believe me. So, I mean, if that was the case, there'd be no gamblers, because 90% of gamblers will lose at the end of the year. But the fact is that, you know, it's not about winning or losing. It's about the competitive nature of people and, yeah, having action on a game. Once you bet $50, and by the way, the average bet on the internet on a sporting event is about $15. That's 1-5. So that's like the cost of a movie these days. So it's really become affordable entertainment. Once you have action on a game, very hard to watch a game ever again without action on it. Trust me. And for Yammer, the funny thing about it was he never won. I mean, he never won for a week. I don't even remember him winning for a two-day stretch. I never paid him in the 2 years that he bet with my establishment. And a lot of people, you know, and by the way, you can read Chapter 1 for free on PickNation.com if you go and click on Steve Budin. I have it right there for you to download easy, and everyone will love it. But with Yammer, you know, I think for him, and a lot of people got down on me, you know, saying, oh, why you're ratting out Yammer, but that story was out months and months before I ever wrote the book, so it was in newspapers and written about. They had talked about him betting offshore. I was just pretty much telling everybody when they said offshore, they meant with me. And Yammer, I don't think in the 2 years that he bet with my establishment ever wrote me a check. I mean, I don't ever wrote him a check. He always sent me the wire at the end of the week or the end of the month whenever we were collecting. So, I mean, here's a guy who never won, yet never stopped gambling. So,
yeah, you know,
he made a pretty penny in his day job, though.
Yeah, he made a great living in his day job.
He didn't bet any kind of amounts that would ruffle that. He bet about $20,000 a game, which is still a lot of money.
Right, absolutely. Hey, we only have a couple of minutes left, but, you know, now there's been this discussion of gambling in some circles is, ooh, the evil, just evil to gamble.
Right.
And like you said, look, most people are, through the internet even, just making $15, $15 bet on a game or getting some action that way. Do you think we'll ever see any form of more legalized gambling, not just Vegas or Atlantic City, that kind of stuff, more legalized gambling?
Well, we are seeing it. We're seeing it in places like Delaware, which just started to take sports bets at their racetracks, you know. And also we're seeing it in the non-prosecution of bettors who bet over the Internet. The Internet now, look at this poker industry. You go on and you see guys like Phil Ivey and Chris Moneymaker pushing, you know, Full Tilt Poker and all these different poker sites that, I mean, they're as illegal as any other gambling Internet site. But no one's doing anything about it. Well, sometimes when you don't do anything about it, the message you're sending is it's okay to do it. And certainly if I'm a gambler sitting anywhere in the U.S., I've got to say to myself, hey, for $20 on the Internet, I don't remember anyone ever getting arrested for doing that. And the answer is no one ever has, and probably nobody ever will. This government in place right now just doesn't seem interested. They've got their hands full, you know, trying to help out all the sick people.
Yeah, no kidding. Steve Budin, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks so much, buddy.
You got it anytime.
All right, he's an interesting cat, CEO of PickNation.com. And seriously, that book is a hilarious, hilarious read. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to talk about this video voyeur getting 2.5 years. What did he do? He spied on a famous sports lady. We'll give you all the scoop on it coming up around the bend.
RFID chips are becoming more and more common. Right now, there are hundreds of millions of new credit cards and passports that contain these tiny radios. How can you keep them from transmitting your information? Turn them off with ID Stronghold. Secure wallets and secure sleeves from ID Stronghold will block these radio signals. Visit IDStronghold.com or call 800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770. IDStronghold.com. Protect your information.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
I love gardening. What I don't love to see is deer and rabbits destroy my beautiful plants.
Why let your garden be destroyed? Plant Skid Repellent protects your garden, trees, and landscaping from wildlife damage. Made in the USA from 100% organic environment and pet-friendly ingredients, Plant Skid is the number one, most tested, most effective, and longest-lasting deer and rabbit repellent you can buy. It lasts up to 6 months over winter and 3 to 4 months during the active spring-summer growing season. Unlike other repellents, Plant Skid will not wash off in the rain and is guaranteed to outlast and outperform all other repellents. Plant Skid is OMRI-listed organic and is proven effective protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents. That's why Plant Skid is used by leading forest companies, nurseries, and conservation agencies, and is member-tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Locate a dealer nearest you at PlantSkid.com. Proven plant protection, guaranteed, or your money back. Go to PlantSkid.com. That's Plant, SKYDD.com today.
For you in this edition of Bad Boys, no doubt. 49-year-old Michael David Barrett. Do you know the name? You probably don't. Just an insurance guy. Well, he used to be just an insurance guy until he decided to look through a hotel room peephole and tape the woman who was next door and post it on the internet. The woman next door was Erin Andrews, the attractive blonde woman who works for ESPN as a sports reporter. And, you know, a lot of people knew who Erin Andrews was or is. And once he did that, I mean, it was exploded. Everybody was looking at this video. So here's what's happened to Michael David Barrett, the insurance guy who couldn't help himself. He, as he was taping her, and he posted as many as 10 videos on the internet. So what the scoop is a judge in California, federal judge, sentenced him to 2.5 years in prison for being the video voyeur. But the question is that enough? 2.5 years enough for what he did? Because in this shoot, she's nude. I mean, she's nude. She's just walking around in her hotel room. And this is stuff that you can't get back. It's not like 30 years ago somebody had tape. You have to destroy the tape or footage or whatever. I mean, this stuff is out there, and it's people have it, and you can find it if you wanted to find it. It's like the sex tapes that all of a sudden appear. Well, how did this sex tape appear? And we're going to shut it down, but it's too late. It's already out there, and people have copies of it. So they have copies of this, and she was mortified. You know, she went to court. She was upset. And should have been upset because she was video stalked. So this guy had been free on bail, and now he's been ordered to report to prison on May 3rd. He expressed what he called his deep regret to Andrews for his conduct that caused her so much pain. What they say is the videos, most of them anyway, were made at a hotel in Nashville, Tennessee, a couple of years ago in 2008, because the peephole into Andrews' room was altered with a hacksaw, and the images look like they were taken with a cell phone camera. And of course, she travels all over the country. She's covering college football games, and you know, according to the stuff that was filed, the charges that prosecutors filed against him, she said she became aware of the videos in July, and her postings were causing her anxiety and she was having trouble sleeping and distress. And of course, because they were everywhere, like I said, and everybody was talking about them. Everybody was talking about her, making, you know, those blog comments and stuff. And he put himself out there because he tried to sell the video. See, this is the thing. First he does that. Probably doesn't realize she's famous. Figures out she's famous when everything explodes, and then turns around and decides he's going to sell his videos to TMZ in January of 2009. They didn't pick them up, but people from TMZ assisted in the investigation by giving the information to Andrew's attorney. So, you know, he basically stepped on himself for doing this. So the question is, in looking at this, and he says, you know, hey, deep regret, 2.5 years. So what he did was bad. What he did was bad. But somebody said to me, I think people are just trying to get my goat. Today was one of those days. What about guys like Dante Stallworth, you know, who gets away with much less time, and he committed manslaughter, okay? So, and when you weigh the sentences, I mean, I guess that's a way to look at it. I mean, this guy was a pervert. So, does he need more than 2.5 years? Is 2.5 years fair for something like this? He posts the video. And see, the other side of it is, you could say, well, he wasn't drunk driving and killed someone with his car. He didn't murder someone. He wasn't one of these low life that is out on parole and then is a repeat offender. He didn't attack and kill little girls. But, I mean, then we're going way to the crazy side. If you just focus on what he did. So what he did was he robbed her of her dignity, I think, definitely. And you have to put yourself in the shoes of, and I know a lot of you guys listening know this, you have wives, girlfriends you love to death, or daughters, especially daughters. And if this happened to your daughter, what would be a fair sentence? I think that's the way to think about it. What would be the fair route here? Is 2.5 years, is it justified? Is it the right sentence to fit what he did? He certainly was trying to make a profit, but beyond the whole profit thing, I mean, he went crazy posting them all over the place, and he taped her. I mean, he taped her without her knowledge. He was video stalking her and the peoples, obviously. So this insurance company employee who was Mr. Nice Guy, everybody thought, certainly rose to infamy in a very bad way, and now is going to be wearing a prison jumper for 2.5 years, let's say he gets good behavior, although it's a federal crime, so yeah, he's serving it. But is it justified or not? That's the question, right? So let me throw down these numbers. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Matt, what do you think? Do you think 2.5 years is on target for what he did? And, you know, I think it's easy to compare and say, well, he didn't murder somebody. He didn't do the drunk driving thing and all that. But I guess it is fair to say, put yourself in the shoes of, you know, you have a sister, you have a mother, and think about what he did. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. It's totally an invasion of privacy on that.
Yes.
And it, like you were saying off air when we were talking about this, it's going to last forever.
Forever.
Even if you take every website down that's hosting the video, there's still people who have copies of it that can show them to anyone they want to, or, you know, repost it somewhere else. So it's something that'll live on forever, and it's never going to go away. So she can never get her, I guess,
dignity. It is a dignity thing. I mean, you don't want people. I mean, I don't care how beautiful she is and all that other sort of stuff. She's not a Playboy bunny stripper or whatever. She's not trying to be out there doing that. And she has this job where, by the way, a lot of, you know, she's very visible, and she's going from college to college and on these campuses doing these reports. And I think it's got to be rough.
She did get a Dancing with the Stars gig out of it, though.
I know she did. It did help her fame, I guess, in a way. It's sad, isn't it? If something happens to you and it's really nasty and raw, or something happens to you and it's good, but something that just raises your profile in any way, the next thing you know, you are dancing with the stars. At least you got 2.5 years, that's what I'll say. So there's some time involved in this, and, you know, hey, this could lead the way, pave the way for more people suffering a similar fate. Because normally, I mean, we're talking about, there's stalkers of all different kinds, and that's what he's been labeled, the peephole stalker. And, I mean, I think once he knew she was someone who had a little bit of fame, he was trying to make a fast buck on it, too, and that's, you know, that's the problem. Hey, you can always reach us by shooting us an email day or night, as I like to say, to americatonight.net, americatonight.net. In fact, we're going to go to our mailbag segment coming up in our last segment this hour. So right over the hill, we've got the mailbag waiting for you. One of the things we talked about on the show was it a hoax with this Prius story? The out-of-control Prius, remember, in San Diego. And I got a bunch of emails on this, and a lot of you felt like it was a hoax. And some calls, people thought it was a hoax. And, you know, Matt and I both said that we felt like we're going to give them the benefit of the doubt and it could be real. But this just gets more and more curious. I guess that's the best way to put it. Because in trying to nail this down, I mean, it's not just the Toyota people anymore. They're trying to figure out whether Jim Sykes made national headlines with these claims about his car's accelerator getting stuck when he sped up to pass a car on this highway in California in San Diego, and he was unable to stop the car. Is it all just something he was doing to get the attention, but more importantly, maybe bag some money out of it? Because, you know, he'd be another victim of the runaway car thing, and pretty visible at that, because you have the 911 call, and you have the chips guys coming and having to tell him what to do. And some of you wrote notes about this, and we'll get to the mailbag where there's still more on the Prius. Some of you wrote and said, well, how could he not know? Throw it in neutral, do this, especially when they were telling him that. They were trying to tell him that before. So he's really, I mean, he's really in a tough place with this whole investigation. There are a lot of indicators that the account of the event is not consistent with the finding of what this recreation, with what's happening there. They're saying that it couldn't possibly have happened this way. But who's to say? Because some of the parts of the car were burned out that you would ultimately need. Now, the Toyota guys say that it'd be difficult for the Prius to be driven at that high speed with more than a light brake pedal pressure, and that his assertion that the car couldn't be stopped with the brakes is inconsistent with the design, and that's their investigation. But again, this is somebody who works for the company. Hang with us. Mailbag coming up next.
Fact.
4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a quarter of a million healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture's products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code radio at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818 or go to greenpasture.org today.
We started off this show talking about money, 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 didn't we? The money that it would take for health care and actually how long it would take for everything to kick in if President Obama's version of health care and AKA the House and the Senate get together with over 2,000 pages of what we already know is in play. If that were to go through, how long it would actually take from start to finish for any of the things along the way, the timelines to kick in all the way through 2017, my friends, 2017. It's not going to take that long for you to fill out your brackets or to be a winner because let's say you're not doing the bracket thing like our pal Tom in Kansas, Edna in Kansas, Jana. We have not talked to Jana in Iowa in a long time. Jana in Iowa, Mark in New York, Stu in Kentucky, all of you fine folks and many more who have been a part of Nail the Score during the football season. It's back for March Madness. We're going to pick 2 games, and actually you can give us a score for either a Thursday game or a Friday game. We'll pick one of those 2 games, our computer will, and it'll happen in the third hour tomorrow, third hour of the next America Tonight, so perhaps you will be one of the lucky winners. Perfect for Valentine's, perfect for St. Patrick's Day, huh? All right, without further ado, let's head to the mailbag here on America Tonight.
You have mail, mistress.
Sweet! We like mail. You can tell me anything you want to tell me, by the way. I love these emails, whether they're critical or they're praising the show or you're bringing up a question. It's all good, my friends. All right, this is from Dennis McMahon, our resident lawyer in Vermont. And he says, we love those people over at 620 WVMT, don't we? They've been with America Tonight for a long time. He says he highly recommends Pirate Radio, which he saw twice on cable. Brings me back to my days of high school shortwave, etc., and local illegal half-baked transmitters on the 1.5-volt battery range, plus listening to Radio Moscow, etc., Radio Berlin International, East Berlin, Radio Budapest, which the nuns and brothers wouldn't like, but we got away with it by tuning into Vatican Radio. I love that. Religiously, radio reminiscence are always fun. Have a great show and day. That's pretty funny. I have not seen Pirate Radio, but I'm going to take your advice. It probably would be pretty fun to see that. Here's one from Davey B. Hey, Kate, I've been listening to the show, and as always, I like how you say water cooler buzz. Boy, a lot of healthcare conversation. I think you do a good job of analyzing and giving us both sides, but I am so sick of healthcare. I could care less if you never utter those words again from your lips. Perhaps the American people are just tired and burnt out on this entire subject. Every week, you do say this, there is a different deadline. I am just tired of being dogged by the politicians over health care. Okay, that's pretty funny. It is. It is like a broken record. But it's just so important to all of us because it affects every single one of us. You have money, don't have money, you're aging, you have older people you have to take care of in your life, you have younger people, children, grandchildren. I mean, it affects all of us. That's the bottom line. Will it pass? Will this deadline float away? And does it go away? I don't think so. If it doesn't happen now, I truly believe it's always going to be on the back burner. But how much time can you expend on health care for this president? I mean, how much time can he devote to this? Lately, that's what it's been. You know, at the top of this hour, we let you hear what he was saying in Ohio and trying to rally people across the country. And at some point, they're going to have to stand down from, I think, all of it. Here's one from James C., listening to us in Austin, Texas. Hello, Kate. Very sad what happened to Corey Haim. In a previous show, I heard you mention it, and I never got the follow-through. Was it prescription drugs? What kind of things are they saying at this point about the young actor? Because I don't believe he was yet 40. No, he was 38 years old, and, you know, it is sad. It's sad because, you know, he's somebody who was addicted to drugs, and now they have, they say, they being the medical people, the final toxicology test and the official cause of death is still pending. But he's going to be laid to rest on Tuesday. And now they had this question about who was going to pay for the funeral. So, I mean, because he didn't have very much money. He had very little money to his name. And some of his friends started putting up his stuff on eBay to raise money for the estate. And, you know, there were these questions about the funeral. So his mother, who is battling cancer herself, that's got to be sad, said that the memorabilia site startifacts.com has offered to pay $20,000 to pay for a tombstone and other expenses. But now apparently the city of Toronto might step in and pay for the funeral too. The city hasn't confirmed it because they say they don't comment on those kind of things, but that's the rumor that's going around, so there are some possibilities there. And there isn't, as I just mentioned, they don't have the official toxicology report yet, but it's looking like he had a lot of prescription drugs in his system and was getting the prescriptions illegally through this ring that had pads, doctor's pads, so that they could write them up and he would go and get it. And geez, that is incredibly depressing, I have to say. Here's one from Ann Harper. Hello, America Tonight. What happened to the movie reviews? I think I missed them last week, and perhaps I just wasn't tuned in when you were doing them. We do movie reviews. There's some weeks there's a lot of movies that come out, and some weeks there's just a couple of new movies. And we'll let you hear the trailer, and, you know, I'll make some comments about what I've read or where I think that movie might go. Alice in Wonderland is certainly the big hit right now. Tim Burton and Johnny Depp. And I'm actually anxious to see it, too. They've made 7 films together. I think we said this on our last show. And it's funny because I'm back east for this talker seminar. I'm going to get a chance to see at the one of the museums in New York. They have an exhibit of Tim Burton's work, something that's, you know, artwork and stuff that apparently is supposed to be pretty cool, and I'm anxious to see that. I'll actually, if I see anything good, I'll post it on America Tonight, so you can go to americatonight.net to check that out once I go through those turnstiles. Here's another one from Bill Long. Hi, Kate. You were talking about the Priuses. I got to say, I didn't think the guy was pulling a fast one, but the more I hear you talk about it, and I listen to that 911 call, I truly believe he's trying to pull a scam, either get the attention or get money. I'm assuming it's probably money. What do you think, if it is a hoax? Well, if it's a hoax, I think he's trying to cash in somehow, and that would be the reason that he would try to perpetrate that whole thing about I can't stop and it's out of control and, you know, all that sort of stuff. But they haven't proven that yet. They're really definitely, when I say they, Toyota's disparaging him with some of the information that's coming out. But it hasn't been proven yet at this point. How about this one from Amber Lee? Priuses, 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 and all the Toyota nonsense. Do you think Toyota will go down the drain and people will buy American, Kate? Or will they stick with Toyota? I think people who like Toyotas are going to stick with Toyotas unless some other, too much information. I mean, if every day something's coming out, now we have another one that has to be recalled, maybe people would shy away. But if you're a brand person, you know, you always get a Cadillac even if it breaks you. You like to drive Toyotas, you like Ford, you like your truck. A lot of times people stay loyal to that, and it takes a lot to knock them off of that. And, of course, Toyota is offering a lot of incentives, 0%, you know, all kinds of slashing of prices. And that is a good way to get people in the door if they want some kind of a bargain. I think how this all plays out, we won't know for we have to take it quarter by quarter and see what they report with losses and see what some of the dealerships and whatnot are saying. If you have any thoughts on Toyota or any of the stuff that we talked about during this Hour of America tonight or at any other point in the show, hey, flip us an email just like all those folks did, americatonight.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent news story, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
You look ravishing. It truly is Beauty and the Beast. I might add a handsome beast at that.
We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rubes all at the same time.